this podcast replay. It's brought to you by VSS West Pines, your one-stop shop for any and all vape and smoke shop needs. When knowledge counts, call 954-613-3367 or visit on social media at VSS West Pines.
X-Man, address the media. Before we wrap it up, I want you to hear from the cornerback of the Miami Dolphins, who, he had also some moments there that he would regret in that game. And one of them, Bobby McCain, you know, gave up a big touchdown that he was supposed to be covering along with Bobby. And Bobby was supposed to pick up the player on the deep end of it. And he wasn't there, and it was too late for X to even realize that. So X addressed the media yesterday, and I want you to kind of understand the tone and look at the direction where he's coming from when he's answering these questions, because it's pretty obvious what's going on, okay, when you see the way he's kind of addressing things, okay? Or do we have him? Remember, 786-322-1105. You can always reach out to us anytime on the text line. We ready? All right, here's X yesterday. All right, let's do we have X? All right, let's go.
Obviously, you guys lost, and, you know, Josh Allen had a big day. I guess first thing, were you surprised that they didn't have you covering Stephon Diggs more? Seemed like Noah had a lot of that responsibility.
No, I wasn't surprised. It was a game plan. I knew the game plan, what was going on, so coaches did what was best for us, and at first Byron was covering, but something happened with Byron, so Noah ended up coming in. So it was the game plan that we had.
Beasley?
Xavier, what happened on that last touchdown to Brown? I saw both you and you were chasing. What happened there?
He ran to open space. That was my guy. And I'll take fault of that, and he scored a touchdown, so I just got to be on top of it.
Joe?
Pause there. That's X landing on the sword for Bobby McCain. Bobby McCain's the free safety. They were playing a zone. They're not playing man. They were playing zone at that moment, and Bobby had to pick it up, okay? But that's a really cool move by X. He's not going to trash his teammate, okay? He knows Bobby's a hard worker. We all know Bobby's a good player. He just screwed up. You screw up, I screw up. We make mistakes, right? But I give X credit because and he talked about, you know, like, why didn't you cover, you know, Diggs more? Well, no, that's the game plan that we had. So he didn't want to trash anybody in the process of all of this. Go ahead. Continue.
How did Byron Jones going out on the first series impact the game?
We had a next man up mentality, man. You know, during this time, COVID, there's a lot of stuff going on. You never know who will be playing, who won't be playing. So, you know, we go with the next man up mentality, and we just got to keep going.
All right, so
Steve, the 2020 Explorer just likes to be driven. There's seven modes that we can switch to depending on.
Okay, there we go. Anyway, so listen, you look at that, and the Noah thing, he wasn't going to allow you to trash the kid. You know what I mean? So when you're asked, well, how did it affect that Byron Jones went out? If he answers, well, you know, listen, Byron Jones is a Pro Bowl corner. They signed him for a lot of money. Obviously, he's a really good player. If we lose him, you know, there's a drop off after that. What's he going to say? That's a shot at Noah. That's a shot at everybody else. And he did not want to say that. He said, hey, we got the next man up mentality. And so he just wanted to say, hey, the next guy up is just as good, and we expect, which we know it's not true, okay? All right? We get it. But I thought X handled it the right way. I thought he was sending the right message. And again, for those of you that, you know, like earlier, you know, some people thought that the coach is defeated, or if you think the team is defeated, this team didn't give up at 0-7 last year. They're not giving up now. And they know what went on in this game. They know the mistakes they made in this game. They know the corrections they've got to make in this game. It's not about pointing fingers. It's not about, you know, going crazy in the Boston Celtics locker room and screaming at people and screaming at each other. That's not going to solve anything. And you know what's the beauty about all of this? again, let me find a positive in all of this. They've been through worse. And they've only been together for 18 months. Last year was way worse. The starting was worse. And yet they overcame that. So they have a point of reference. Okay? Flores and his players, not the new ones, but the ones that were there, can tell the old ones, hey, man, don't worry about it. We had some rough waters last year, and we got through it. Coach will get us through it. The players will get, you know, we'll all get through this. So there's already that experience of, hey, this is what we did during this tough time. We will do it again. So all of that is a positive. I know it's really hard for people to look at a negative and try to find something positive in it. Okay, but it is possible. And it's possible to watch the growth from within in a negative situation. We did it last year, all throughout pointing out the improvement, and eventually it all came through. We will continue to do the same thing here like we do on this show all the time. Good stuff by X. Good stuff by Bill. Good stuff by everybody. Is he done? There we go. All right. I'm done. I know that.
We got another minute 30
of X
left. Yeah.
I heard commercials.
No, you know what happened? I had ESPN open and a commercial. That's what happened.
All right. Let me hear the rest of X here. I guess we got a little bit more. Go ahead.
Allen has made in the time you've been facing him in the NFL.
Josh Allen? A lot, especially we knew he had a strong arm. He can throw the ball deep, but he's still been doing stuff. But I feel like he's been getting better and making smart decisions with the ball.
How?
X, last week we saw Cam Newton running for an awful lot of yards against you. And today Buffalo had 526 yards total offense. What's wrong with the defense, and how are you going to get it fixed?
We got a quick turnaround, so we're expecting the same thing that did us today. We just gotta do our job, man. I feel like the coaches put us in position to do our job. It's not all on the coaches. We out there playing, so it's mostly on the players, and we just gotta do a better job and do our fits, and we should be good.
All right, we'll take one more, Safin.
Protecting his coach.
Yeah, X, what are some things that you guys in the secondary can definitely do better? Including yourself, Noah. Nick Needham as well. What are some things that you guys can do better kind of moving forward here?
We got to put ourselves in a better position, make a play on the ball. So, we just got to – teams know what we're doing, know what we're going to do. So, we just got to put ourselves in a better position to make a play.
There you go. All right, that's X, man. Again, I'm not going to worry, man. I'm not going to overreact. Carl says, Howard missed that pick. I believe that was the game, man. Also, the drop by Preston Williams. Need to get better overall. They will be there.